The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue the message from last week in Psalm 73. So if you have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go find it and open up the Scripture as we consider God's Word today. I hope that our program is a blessing to you every week as we study the Word of God and open the Word of God. You know, we want to encourage you. We want to be a blessing to you, and we hope we can accomplish that today. While you're finding your Bible, I want to remind you about contacting us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you will contact us, now we still have some of our little calendars left that we've been sending out. We've sent out quite a few, and we've got actually quite a few left. And so these are little magnetic calendars. They'll stick on your refrigerator or maybe on a file cabinet or something like that. And we'll send one to you absolutely free if you just write to us. You can write to us, first of all, through just the regular mail at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also contact us through the website at considerhisword.org, or you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I want to read Psalm 78. I'm going to start at verse 25. Our text is really verse 28. Let's begin at verse 25. We'll review just a little bit and kind of pick up where we left off last week. And by the way, if you'd like to hear that message, it is available at the website considerhisword.org, and you can hear that message over there. So Psalm 73, beginning at verse 25, the Bible says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed them all that go whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I've put my trust in the Lord, that I may declare all thy works." Particularly that first phrase in verse 28 says, "It is good for me to draw near to God." Let me ask you this. How close are you with God today? How would you rate it? How would you define it? Are you walking with Him, or maybe you're far from Him? And it's time. It's time to draw near to Him. Maybe you were there before. Maybe you've never been there before. But it's time to draw near to Him. It's good, the Bible says, to draw near to God. Now, last week, we looked at how it was important to draw near to God because He's our Creator. He made us. Psalm 139:14, "I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. God made you. He knows you. It's also good for us to draw near to God because He loves us the most. You know, He gave His Son on Calvary's cross because He loves you. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates or commendeth His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ did not die for us because we were good. Christ died for us because we had sinned and are separated from God. And you need to draw near to Him through the blood of the cross. God loves you, and He wants you to draw near to Him. Now, it's also good to draw near to the Lord because, you know, He's our Savior. I was lost without hope. I was destined for hell. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no one who can stand before God and say, I never sinned. You know better than that, and God knows better than that. And without Christ, there is no hope. But God sent His Son to die that death. The wages of sin is death. Jesus paid that price. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, it's a gift, and we trust Him for it. We put our faith in Him, and He saved us. Now, where I want to spend most of our time today is on this. How do you do that? How do you draw near to Him? Well, first of all, I believe you need to desire Him, to seek Him. We read in Psalm 73:25, whom have I in heaven but you? There is none upon earth that I desire beside you. Do you desire Him? Do you desire to be close to Him? You see, that's where it begins. And so when you desire Him, you'll do whatever it takes to get closer to God. Now, I got news for you. Satan's going to throw out roadblocks. Satan's going to try to block your way. But you need to commit yourself to seeking God every day, to being faithful to Him, to being in His house, to being in fellowship with other believers. And if we're going to draw near to Him, we've got to desire Him, but we've also got to confess and repent of our own sins. The Bible says to cleanse your hands, you double sinners. We repent from our sin. There may be some things you need to stop doing. There may need to be some things you need to start doing. To repent means that you turn away from that old life. Repent means about face, that you see how your life is and you want it to be different, and you repent of that. You turn away from that old life, and you turn toward God. There you confess your sin before Him. The Bible says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sin. And let me say it right. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He is faithful to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There you go. He will cleanse us by His blood if we'll turn to Him and confess our sin and repent of our sin. To confess our sin simply means that we agree with God that I have sinned. There's no excuses. There's no explanations. You know, I did that, but no, you did it. And you confess it before God, you admit to it, and you get right with God. And so you get focused then. So let's go back. You desire God, you cleanse your heart, confess that sin, and repent of that sin. And then you need to get focused. I want to go over to James chapter 4. It explains it here in James chapter 4. If you want to turn with me and join over there, I'm going to be reading the scriptures from there. In John chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 8. He says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Now, that's a promise. When you draw near to God, He's not going to run away. You draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. There's confession. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. To do that, we've got to confess our sin and have our sin cleansed by the blood of Christ. Then he says, you double-minded. You've got to get focused. You can't live with one foot in the world and try to live with one foot in following Christ. You've got to turn away from the world. Get focused on him. You can't be double-minded. You know, the reason most people have trouble drawing close to God is this very reason here. They're double-minded. They have one mind in the world, and they want to chase after the things of the world, go after the world's fashions and the world's music and the world's language. And they'll try to live there, and then they'll try to have one mind in Christ. You can't be double-minded. It creates conflicts. It creates hypocrisy. You know, one of the reasons that many people say they don't go to church is because of the hypocrites, because people are double-minded. They're trying to live a life in both worlds. And so what I'm saying is now get focused on following Christ. Get focused on giving to Christ. Get focused on going to church. Get focused in following the Lord. And I think it begins there when we confess our sin. You need to be in the house of God. You need to find a good church, a Bible-believing church, and quit making the excuses. Quit making all of the reasons that you can't go and just do it. And if your mind is on Christ, and if you're focusing on Christ, then you're going to find that you can worship. Don't go there and focus on the people except to help them. Don't focus on the hypocrites. They're going to be there. Do you know what? There's hypocrites in the grocery store, but it doesn't stop you from going to the grocery store. Commit yourself to following Christ. In Matthew 16, 24, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It's good to draw near to God. He loves you, and he desires that you walk close to him. And so you must repent of that sin. You must confess that sin, and you must get focused and committed to following him. And it's time for you to draw near to God. The Bible says it's good. It's good for me. It's good for us to draw near to the Lord. Our time is up. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.